Gary, what I want to ask you is this. How do we restore? This is our solution segment. So how do we restore an appropriate sense of national pride and patriotism? And I'm just going to suggest this, and then I'm going to turn you loose and let you run with it. But I think one of the things we can and must do from here on out to restore national pride and patriotism is not elect a president who's on record being demeaning of the flag, the United States, the pledge, or anything to do with our Judeo-Christian history.
Well, that would be a very good place to start. There's no doubt about that. And I say that because, you know, the president of the United States has the responsibility, as I said earlier, to uphold the flag, to uphold our nation, to be a patriot. You know, Dave, how are we going to get this whole attitude that we see developing in the United States of America lassoed in and redirected so that it's going down the right path? Obviously, electing a president who has a history of being a patriot is truly the key. But let's talk about patriotism for a little bit, simply because of the fact that it seems as though we have lost a great measure of patriotism in the United States of America today. I want to throw out a statement here that I would like for you to respond to, if you would like, regarding patriotism. And that is this: those who respect and obey the will of God will be patriots. Now think about that. Those who respect and obey the will of God, or let me just put it this way, those who respect and obey God will be patriots. Now, why do I say that? Well, I go back to Acts chapter 17 in the Bible, the New Testament, verses 26 and 27, where it says of God that he made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That teaches us that it is God who established the nations. And then it goes on to say in verse 27 that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I believe this, that those who respect God will be patriots, because they will recognize that it is God who has brought every individual nation on the face of the earth together. And so, if we are going to strengthen the respect for our flag and for our nation and for our national anthem, I think once again, as preachers and teachers and Christians, we need to get back to proclaiming the truth about who God is. This program is called Stand in the Gap Today. We are to stand in the gap for God. We are to proclaim the truth of God, which will automatically result in people coming to God through Christ, respecting God for who he is, and that would also bring into fruition a greater patriotism than we've ever seen in a long, long time, in my opinion.
Gary, I couldn't agree with you more. If you don't have a respect for God himself, you're going to have very little respect for anything else. And so I think the foundation begins with what you have just laid out, and that is preachers from the pulpit declaring the holiness, the righteousness of God. Mm. He is a holy God. He's not the guy upstairs. He's not the big man. He's not the big guy. He's none of that. He is the holy, righteous God of heaven, and he needs to be referred to in a respectful fashion. He needs to be discussed in a respectful fashion. And if we start there, then we will begin to rear a culture once again of people who understand respect for God and then respect for all things that come as a result of who God is. Certainly in the United States of America, we are uniquely blessed because of the way we were founded. So, Gary, I think that is a definite starting point. I couldn't agree with you more.